Welcome back, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. I mean, this is a lukewarm interview for me. I love the guests we're about to have on. I hate the reason that we're having them on. It's our buddy Lou DeMasi, one of the greatest hockey players in Vermont history. As Rich always says, the first family of Vermont hockey, but also the guy who's the director of one of my favorite events of the entire year, Oktoberfest. It's supposed to be towards the end of September on the Burlington waterfront. Last year, we were there the day that Antonio Brown got cut from the Patriots, so made a great day even better since AB wouldn't have to deal with his headache anymore. So the event has been canceled, though, for this year as a result of the coronavirus. Lou, I'd ask you how you are, but I imagine stressed is the answer.
Actually, a little stress relief now that it's canceled. So I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. Yeah, the Oktoberfest, like I said, it's one of my favorite weekends. It's one of my favorite events that we do. I have a blast there every time that we broadcast there or I just go there. You had 4 months until the event was scheduled to go off. Why did you have to cancel it now?
Sure. I mean, annually we have 5,000-plus people on the waterfront. It sells out annually, and for us right now it was the right call. It's a 12-month process planning the event, everything from, you know, the 40 brewers, over 100 beers, the bands, the, you know, the carnival aspect of it. And for us it was just the unknown of the future for city-state regulations, for crowd sizes, obviously the safety, and if it wasn't safe we wouldn't have done it anyway, but second, you know, people's willingness to even go to events. Will they be comfortable going to events? Will they buy tickets? And also a huge piece is the liability and insurance part, where in years past we've had insurance that would cover, you know, a hurricane or a storm or some cancellation. This year it's been tough to even, you know, find somebody that would be willing to do it. So for us it was not only safety, but the unknown of everything in the future and the financial and liability aspects of it. I think it's, you know, it's tough to have a beer festival when, you know, if you have to wear a mask. I mean, it's good. My wife and I wear masks everywhere, but, you know, unless we gave everybody those Homer Simpson beer helmets, I think it'd be tough to to have a mask on and go to a beer festival.
Now, you also own Red Clover Events, which is part, you know, which puts on Oktoberfest, but also puts on a lot of other things that we've been involved in various ways, including the Pond Hockey Classic down at Mallett's Bay, Trucks, Taps, and Tunes in Essex, which is a thing that I've loved to go to the last couple of years. How has this impacted all of your business outside of just Oktoberfest?
Yeah, it's been crazy. We've been, the Pond Hockey was smooth. It got off 150 teams from around the country, but then we were looking at a 35 to 40 event schedule season, and basically the slate was wiped clean. I mean, the Trucks, Taps, and Tunes, the Oktoberfest, we started another one in Portland, Maine that sold out the last couple of years. You know, we do St. Mike's P-Day and tons of private events, you know, with our draft trailers, and basically we are just twiddling our thumbs right now. So it's been tough. It's been, you know, obviously with everything that's going on, events and our job of bringing people together is, you know, minor compared to people's safety. So it's been tough, but it's obviously necessary.
You know, at my old station in Albany, I was part of some beer festivals, and it's no knock on them, but they were just pretty straightforward beer festivals. You just go from station to station and sample, and then you end up going home. Yours has a more fun, different twist to it, where it's more of a beer carnival. So you've always had the hop slide there. You've had the soccer balls that you would kick onto the giant, I feel like a giant Price is Right game. So if Oktoberfest had happened, everybody loves the what if game, what might we have seen on the waterfront this year that maybe you can keep in the back pocket for the future?
Yeah, I think that's what makes it fun is that it's, you know, we try to reinvent ourselves with the carnival aspect of it. And, you know, they're not drinking games, but it's, you know, you're having beers while you're playing games, which is fun and competing. And, you know, we had Sam Adams was our presenting sponsor this year, which unlocked a ton of stuff. And with their Steinlifting competition, they own Truly, which was going to do a punt, pass, and kick competition. You know, Von Trapp has the costume contest. Lawson's Finest Liquid was going to do keg tossing. We had a racetrack coming up from Connecticut that was about 30 foot long with remote control cars. JP had this Nerf gun shooting target thing. Citizen Cider with keg flipping. We had VIP tickets this year and even working on a little like Wheel of Fortune gambling for charity type deal. So our goal is to reinvent ourselves with the carnival and, you know, Josh Pand on the music every year and the 40 Brewers. And, you know, I think people have had a lot of fun in the past, and whatever we had planned for 2020 will be pause and copy and paste into 2021. So it's tough, but it's the right decision for us, and it's something we feel good about and keeping everybody safe and also our business safe, too.
Well, hopefully next year when you go through, you said it's a 12-month process, hopefully if it is just copy and paste, it makes your stress level much lower next year. And I'm pretty sad because all that sounded pretty great, but I'll look forward to it eagerly for its return in 2021. Lou DeMasi owns Red Clover Events, the guys that put on Oktoberfest, really help integrally with the Pond Hockey Classic on Mallets Bay, a lot of other things that we're involved with as a station and that we're just involved with as people in the community and fun things to do. Lou, we appreciate it. Stay safe. Keep your workers safe and your business healthy. We'll look forward to resuming play with you guys when it's safe to do so.
We appreciate it. We love everything you guys are doing over at the Huddle and the Game, and look forward to working together in the future.